The unemployment rate in Janesville is still hovering around 7%, but that's half what it was in 2009, right after the GM plant closed. According to Rhonda Suda of the local Workforce Development Board, very few of the auto workers who lost their jobs are still unemployed.
We probably have possibly a handful.
She says many either took an early retirement or found work at other GM plants. Others took advantage of retraining programs at the local technical college.
A lot of those people are just now finishing up, and it has to do with, you know, wait lists at the technical colleges. It has to do with, you know, people started late into the training, so it's going to take them longer to, you know, longer to complete it. I guess as far as, you know, you're moving forward, it's just steps.
59-year-old Mike Marco didn't work at the plant. He's been out of work for just over 6 months after being laid off from a job he commuted to in Madison for almost 14 years. He's been at the job center in Janesville almost every day since then. He and his wife are living on their savings and his unemployment checks. He's hoping Congress approves long-term unemployment benefits. So far, Congress is deadlocked on the issue.
Now I think I have maybe 1 or 2 weeks left of unemployment without the extension. So that means you're going to take more money out of savings. Now, savings is savings, and it, you know, if you don't keep putting into it, it's eventually going to run out.
But there are jobs in Janesville, according to Andrew Sigwell. He saw firsthand what happens when a plant closes. His family owns the bar, the Zox 411 Club, that sits in the parking lot of the GM plant.
For 40-plus years, my business, my family business, was only opened when that plant was open. And I had to recreate myself 100% because I lost 100% of my clientele.
Sigwell opened a new bar just 2 years ago. It's called Down the Street, which is where it is, just a block away from the plant. He's optimistic about what he sees as a slow and steady economic recovery.
You have a lot of other big companies, John Deere's in this town. You have Cummings in this town that make mufflers for semis. There's still a lot of industry that's come to this town since GM's closed. There's plenty of people that I know that have found these new jobs. There is work in this town.
And there will be more work eventually, according to the head of Forward Janesville, John Beckard. He says the unemployed have to find a way to bridge the skills gap, and he says a new advanced manufacturing skills training center being built at the local technical college should help close that gap.
It's not about showing up to work and putting a screw in a hole. It's about having a variety of skills for the modern manufacturing enterprise. So people need to really up their game. And that's where we're hopeful over the next 2 years we're going to see some cutting-edge programs.
2 years from now, there's also a chance the still vacant GM plant will be sold or reopened as an assembly plant. A decision one way or the other is expected at the end of 2015 when GM and the United Auto Workers Union meet to negotiate a new contract. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.